And so with my clients, I'll do what's called a nourishment menu. And it's like, what makes you tick? What gets you excited? And what are you happy doing? And so for some people that I work with, it's taking a walk, going to the garden. If you're working from home, I have a couple of people that have done 5-minute Peloton rides during work breaks at home. If you are at work, you know, bring a yoga mat, do that during your lunch break. FaceTiming with a friend, a grandchild, a child, meditation. You can do like a 5-minute meditation on your computer, put some, you know, slow music on at work, you know, put Pandora on while you're working and just stick a little, you know, earbud in. There's so many different things that, like you said, so many different things for different people that, okay, I'm starting to recognize during the days are a little bit harder. Let me start bringing in something that makes me happy, brings me joy during the day to just kind of shift out of that mood a little bit.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Rochester Business Connections, powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Where I get the chance to chat with Rochester, New York's very best business owners, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. I am your host, Ben Albert. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, we don't do advertisements. My fee for this show is simple. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Let's get started. Welcome, everyone, once again to Rochester Business Connections on the Real Business Connections Network. I'm here today with Jen Schweitzer. Jen, what's up?
Hi.
How are you? I'm excited.
I'm great.
For this.
Yes, I'm so excited. Thanks for having me.
You are the coach and consultant at Kindfulness Coaching.
That's correct.
Where you help professional women, but really, this could help any professional, right?
Yeah.
Ditch the self-doubt and perfectionism that's holding them back from being, making more money, and radiating confidence.
Yes.
I like all these things.
Thank you. I do too.
So tell me a little bit more about that, making more money, radiating confidence. Tell me a little bit more about what we're talking about here.
Sure. So I work with women specifically, and a lot of times for women, if you're an entrepreneur or a businesswoman, a lot of times you get in your own head and you get stuck in a chaotic phase, or you get stuck with the self-doubt. And my role is to help support you to get out of that and be in a place that you are ditching the burnout. You are feeling like you're more calm and productive in the work that you do. And in that, you create a life and business, if you are a businesswoman, that's more successful and more manageable.
I love this. And listeners are all genders. And I just want to throw out of the table, you're working primarily with women, but I know personally, I've been feeling kind of burnt out lately.
Yeah.
I was listening to an episode I did the other day, and I was like, I have no like tone in my voice. I sound tired. So it happens to all of us. And I presume it's happened to you as well. Have you felt that burnout? Tell me a little bit more about how that feels.
Yeah, absolutely. So I absolutely experienced this on my own. And that's how I got into the role that I'm in, is that you show up for work every day and you're like, oh, wow, this is hard. Or I don't want to wake up in the morning to go to work. Or you get to work and you're just feeling like tired and not really into it. And then you get home and it comes up for you again. Like, I can't even make decisions about what I want for dinner, or I can't decide if I want to go somewhere. It's just kind of going through the motions and not being excited or happy about what is happening in the day to day. And for me, that came up, and it took a while to recognize it because you just get in that mode, and probably the same for you, you know, until you heard yourself, you're like, oh, geez, I didn't even know I was in that place.
Mm. So you start to recognize it. What did Jen do? We can do broad strokes for anyone in a second, but I kind of want to walk through your story and how you discovered some of these realizations. What was the first thing you did?
Yeah, that's a good question. So first thing I did, I started, I was connected with a community that was working out online during the pandemic. And because we couldn't go anywhere, we were all like struggling with connection. So we did Zoom workouts every morning. And we're like, how do we like get our energy up, get ourselves excited for the day? So I started, our group started a professional development book club. And this was my first time reading professional development books. And I was like, this is silly. Like, I'm not going to resonate with this. And then I was like, oh, wow, this is me. Like, I am totally resonating with this. So I started with the personal development and I read a couple of books and I was like, wow, like, these women are amazing and strong and confident, and I'm not. And so I kind of kept digging in a little bit to personal development books. I created some really great routines for myself around working out and taking walks and getting myself to a place where my life wasn't just consumed with work. And that's kind of where I started.
Yes. And it's so great you're vulnerable to say, like, all these people are doing so well and I'm not. Mm-hmm. One word I sometimes like to add, Jen, is yet. And if you can add that word yet, you realize that there is a solution in sight.
Yes. And
let's talk about like a laundry list of things we can do, practices, like what to do when we're recognizing that we're feeling burnt out in the workplace. And give us as many as come to mind, because one thing I'm always mindful of is what works for me or what works for Jen isn't necessarily going to work perfectly for you. Right. So to try a couple different things and, you know, what's the best fit is the best thing that's going to, we're actually going to do it. Right. So let's go through like as long of a laundry list as we can. What the heck do I do if I'm starting to recognize this burnout?
Yeah. And so with my clients, I'll do what's called a nourishment menu. And it's like, what makes you tick? What gets you excited? And what are you happy doing? And so for some people that I work with, it's taking a walk, going to the garden. If you're working from home, I have a couple of people that have done 5-minute Peloton rides during work breaks at home. If you are at work, you know, bring a yoga mat, do that during your lunch break. FaceTiming with a friend, a grandchild, a child, meditation. You can do like a 5-minute meditation on your computer, put some, you know, slow music on at work, you know, put Pandora on while you're working and just stick a little, you know, earbud in. There's so many different things that, like you said, so many different things for different people that, okay, I'm starting to recognize during the days are a little bit harder. Let me start bringing in something that makes me happy, brings me joy during the day to just kind of shift out of that mood a little bit.
I like that. What's going to bring me joy during the day? I know a friend of mine has a little trampoline and she'll jump on the trampoline for 5 to 10 minutes and like get so much stress out on that.
Yeah.
My thing, and I literally just realized this, Jen. So I had an arm injury and then I had a toe injury. So because of these two injuries, I wasn't able to play basketball for like 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And that was my thing. And once that thing was taken from me, I feel like I didn't even realize it because I wasn't doing my thing. That's probably why I feel burnt out. So for someone like me or anybody who's like, oh, wow, I'm not consistent, how do I hold myself more accountable? Do you have like groups or accountability, or how do we hold ourselves more accountable?
Yeah, I think learning. So, you know, accountability buddies are great. I think, however, you have to be able to hold yourself accountable as well. And so, I'll take a look at, you know, someone's schedule and I'll help them weed out, okay, what are my priorities and how do I ensure that they are put into my day? I have a mentor that I work with and she uses the ABCs of productivity, and our A tasks are, what are we going to do for me today? And you are fitting those into your day. Like they are non-negotiables for you of how you get through your day. And so sometimes it's a matter of just, you know, starting our day early and sitting down and saying, okay, where does basketball fit in? Where does my walk fit in? You know, I need to work out. Where does that fit into my day? Where does journaling fit in? And you kind of put them around those standing appointments, those meetings that you have, to make sure you have some kind of balance in your day.
Non-negotiably put it in, make sure that it's in the schedule that you do it. You said the ABCs, what was that, A, or is there a B and a C?
Yeah. So there's the A's, which are, you know, your non-negotiables. What are you doing to move your own goals forward today? Your B's are going to be like your standing appointments, your meetings. So, you know, kind of what happens throughout the day on a normal basis. Your C's are, I should get them done, but I have like, there's no strong deadline. Maybe those can move to a different day if I need to. Your D's are delegate and your E's are eliminate. So it's a fun way to organize your schedule to ensure you're moving your own goals forward.
I love it. And event, I love that it's, you got the D and E, delegate and eliminate, that eventually there's stuff that we might be doing that we maybe shouldn't be doing, or we could find something better to do.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times when we're struggling with that burnout, we notice we're saying yes to a lot of things that don't align with what we need to do for us and our own goals. And so you're saying yes to all these other things, and your own goals and your own priorities are falling to the wayside generally. And that's sometimes where that burnout comes in.
I know we're constantly evolving and you might not have a perfect answer, but I'm curious, what are some of the things you've been starting to delegate, or even better, completely eliminate? Has anything came up recently?
Yeah, there's definitely, for me, delegating some of my social media tasks, because I get distracted easily. You know, I go to post something on social media for my business and I could scroll for hours and be like, oh goodness, what did I get done? And probably nothing. And so I've started to delegate a lot of my social media tasks. And I have, you know, as a starting business, you're like, okay, I need to advertise on this platform, and this platform. And you kind of spread yourself so thin. So I have eliminated, like, okay, here are my main platforms that I need to do. And I'm going to let these other ones go because they're not really working for me. And they're taking away from the time I'm putting into what is working for me. So definitely have had to look at what I'm doing to ensure that I'm not burning out where I am currently.
Yeah. Don't burn out. You got to be kind with yourself.
Yes.
I kind of skipped over it. I jump around sometimes because there's so much to talk about. Tell me about the name Kindfulness Coaching. Obviously the way I hear it is kind and mindfulness kind of weave together.
Yes.
Maybe walk through the thought process of choosing that name, what it means. Yeah. I love it. So you tell me a little bit more.
Sure. So I am one of those people who I wore and I still wear like the Be Kind t-shirts, like be kind to your mind, be kind to yourself, like be kind to the world. And it was actually a girlfriend of mine who we were, you know, throwing back names, and she's like, I feel like you have to have kind somewhere in the name of your coaching business, because when I started this, I was being kind to me. And that was the first time I was doing that. And so being kind to self and others is where kindfulness comes from. You know, you never know what somebody else is walking through that day, or you never know what somebody else is going through. So the premise of being kind, because you don't know what's going on for someone, is so important to me. So that's where kindfulness came from. It is a play on mindfulness, but it's just being kind to yourself and others.
I love it. It's I'm reading a book. I'm on a tangent here, Jen, but it's You Are the One by Cute Blackson. Cute's going to be on the show. That's going to be in a few months down the road. But he was talking about how he was talking to a client and she was always scrolling, trying to like find the next person, the next love, that like trying mm-hmm. to find her soulmate. And what he was explaining to her is that everybody you speak to has an opportunity to be loved and deserves love. And mm-hmm. if you're going trying to find the perfect person, you're missing out on opportunities to be kind with someone in the moment and yeah. ultimately have that perfect person kind of discover because of the kindness and the love you're putting out in this world. So it's yeah. like every single yeah. person deserves a crazy equal amount of love, whether or not there is a end goal of a soulmate. And mm-hmm. then you start, and it doesn't have to be a soulmate, right? We start attracting great things into our life yeah. just because we're putting out that love and kindness in everyone we meet. And yeah. I just bring it up to plug that he's going to probably be a few episodes down the road and a great man, Cute Blackson. Yeah. Who do you learn from? Who mentors you? Where do you get some of this knowledge and insight from yourself?
Yeah. So I have a coach myself, so I definitely the personal development stayed with me. So I'm always reading books. I am always looking for more knowledge. My background is in therapy and social work. And so I'm always doing professional development trainings as well to understand more about anxiety and the struggles that women and men face in relationships and how that affects them as people. And so I'm always doing some kind of professional development as well, but I have my own coach who's kind of helped me to move forward in business, because as a coach, I had zero business idea or zero business sense. I just thought clients were just going to flock to me because I was cool. That doesn't happen. So, you know, to work and market yourself, I've had a mentor through Jennifer Dawn Coaching, who's been fantastic for me.
Yeah, I flock towards you. I think you're cool.
Thanks.
talk a little bit more about having a coach as a coach. Is it for the professional development, the accountability, all of the above? Mm-hmm. Why is it that someone who knows a ton about this stuff is still searching for help?
Yeah. I think because I'll never know everything that there is. And so having someone to guide and mentor me, but also, you know, I have these ideas and I have all of this, like, oh, this is how I want to do things. And somebody who's been in the industry a lot longer will tell me, eh, that's not probably going to work. Like, maybe you should go back to the drawing board. And so just getting another perspective rather than just wasting my time with things that are proven not to work. So it is nice to have, yes, the accountability is fantastic. And just the guidance, the, you know, here's how a successful model works, or here's how, you know, you can bring in clients easier, or here's how, you know, whatever that looks like, somebody to just help me guide my way.
I love that. I mean, I love to learn from people that have already done yes. what I'm trying to do. And there's yeah. another category of people that maybe they haven't done what I'm trying to do, but we can be like in an educational sense, we can kind of yeah. hold each other accountable, brainstorm ideas from different mm-hmm. industries. Yeah. But there's something really powerful about hiring someone who has quite literally been through exactly what you've been through. Yeah. And maybe they're even only a step or two ahead of you, but they've taken that big leap, that step you're struggling with.
Yeah.
And they've been there. So they can help yeah. you get to that next level.
Yeah. And I do like the thought of, you know, from a different industry as well. You know, I have other women business owner friends, and they might be doing something totally different, but the conversations are just different. Like those, the people that are going through some of the same struggles, just get you and know you. And to surround yourself by like-minded people, you're just going to up-level your game. And that's like my goal. Like, I just want to find these amazing people and surround myself with them.
Same. That's why we get along. We got similar
exactly.
goals. It's fun to work with like-minded people, even if it's not in a professional setting and it's just a networking group or a workshop or a mastermind, things like that.
Absolutely.
So what do those like client relationships look like for you at Kindfulness Coaching? Workshops, online courses, one-to-one? Like if I come to you needing help, where do we start?
Yeah. So we start with a call, and the first call is let me get to know you and I can tell you if I can help you. And all of my programs are customized to the person and they generally start at one-to-one. I also offer group accountability as well. So you get that one-to-one, you know, pretty intense accountability. Like this is what you're going to do from week to week. And then they also have a group of like-minded people who are all struggling with some of the same things. And, you know, we just connect. So some of my clients have made friends from across the world, which is super cool. Through this group accountability. So that's kind of my one-to-one piece. I also offer the workshops and educational. My most recent one I did, I partner with an organization of entrepreneurs that they face a lot of rejection. So I just did a workshop on rejection and resiliency. And so offer the workshops, can tailor the workshops to kind of whatever we're looking for. And if it's something I can't do, I'm perfectly okay saying, hey, I can't do that. That's out of my scope. But pretty much the workshops right now, I do some professional development courses for employers and the one-on-one. So I'm kind of like, I'm all over the place, but loving it.
Well, you're willing to meet someone at their level, tailor the program for them, and really, if needed, hold them by the hand and walk them through it rather than here's the playbook. Follow exactly as I say every single time.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
But when you tailor, you do come into those challenges of having so much to do in different categories.
Yeah.
As a personal question, because I'm in the same place, I'm doing so many different things. Mm-hmm. Is there anything specific that like really lights you up? Is there I know it's hard to choose a favorite. It's like asking someone their favorite kid, but is there like a favorite workshop or focus, or is it the one-to-one, the group? Like what lights you up the most?
You know, I thought that it was going to be the one-to-one for me. I thought that that's where I was going to, you know, have the best time, the most fun. And I do, I don't want to take away from that, but I think that I've developed a pretty good routine. That sometimes it just goes, it's hard to explain. Sometimes it's just not as fulfilling as doing a presentation to an entire group and having amazing questions and comments come up. In coaching, it's not really teaching, you know? And so that teaching aspect of going into, you know, a group and giving my expertise on something is very fulfilling to me.
Yeah. I like it too. It's, long-term. So I even say in my bio, moving the needle on a million careers, one conversation at a time. But realistically, it can't just be one-to-one conversations. At some point, you need to create the collective impact by talking one to many, or even better, I want to ask you about the future and give you an idea at the same time. Is there going to be like trainers below you that can maybe get certified in what you do? So you don't always have to be there for every one-to-one or every group session, but really create a collective impact by training people to replicate what you do and then create a movement for kindfulness in the United States, and really globally. That's just an idea I threw out off the top of my head. But you tell me like your vision for kindfulness coaching and where you would like to take it.
I love that idea. I would love to be able to have people who I can train to do the one-to-ones, and I can make a more significant impact outside of the one-to-ones. I'm not there yet.
Yeah. I'm not there yet with we're all on the journey together.
Yes.
How do you think we're going to get there? Now I'm just asking myself.
I know.
How do we get there? How do we see this big goal? What's your opinion on these big dream goals that we might not reach, but we can get close enough and still be happy?
Yeah.
How do you get to those large goals?
I think you need to put it out there. You need to set, this is my, 1 year goal. This is my 5 year goal. This is where I want to be. And just to continually work at, okay, here are the activities that I need to do to move me toward that and keep building off of those. I think you can have these big goals, but there have to be like micro goals and inside of that, So yes, I have this big 1 year goal, but here's everything I need to do in 30, 60, 90 days to keep moving me in that direction. And for me, I know I probably have to take off some activities. I have to use that E, eliminate, because there are going to be some things that I can't do it all. I just can't do it all. And move my business in a way that I want it to move.
I love that. Going back to the E, the eliminate. And, going back to that big goal, and then you've got micro goals. And then a lot of times we don't end up at the end destination that we envisioned. We end up somewhere else. Talk a little bit about just being kind with yourself. Even if I don't end up where I thought I was going, that's okay too, right?
Yes. Yes. I actually just listened to a podcast on that, because it talked about how we get ourselves so discouraged, and we're like, 3 months out, we're like, we're not going to hit it. So we just quit, because we're so, tied to that goal. And so to have a little bit of distance from that goal is something that made sense, but I think for me, it would be hard. I'm very type A, like, we got to do this, we got to do this. And so they talked about having distance, like, you cannot tie your success to that goal. So if you don't hit it, maybe you just misjudged the timing. So instead of a year, maybe it took, 15 months. And so continuing to work off of that and continuing to move forward, just because you didn't hit your timeline, it's okay. We can keep moving.
I like that. Maybe you just misjudged the timing.
Yeah.
I love that. So you don't really even have to quit or say that you failed. It just, it's like that feet from gold analogy. You might be right there. You just didn't hit the timeline you thought.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah. And we're so hard on ourselves. We're like, oh, we didn't hit the goal. We're done. And it's like, no, we're like, we have still made so much progress. And that's why, like, as you go, celebrating your wins along the way, like, that's what keeps motivating you. Like, yeah, I did all of this. Like, I may have not gotten to where I thought, but I was still able to do so much in that time. And I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to keep going.
So, and this is going to happen to all of us, especially if you're in a workplace with quotas and metrics and goals, and maybe it's even publicly traded and there's certain things you need to hit. We're not always going to hit our quota. Mm-hmm. We're not going to make our goals. That could actually make it tougher in some scenarios to move up and really cause a lot of stress. So I'm kind of rolling back to something we already talked about, but let's say it again, because it's important. If I don't hit that goal, how can I be more kind with myself? What should I do in that moment of realization that I missed my mark? What should I go back and do? I know we talked about it in the front. Let's say it again. What do I do if this happens?
Yeah. Well, I think the first piece is just like, allow yourself some grace to just be like, you know what? I didn't get it. And it's okay. It is not, I'm sure there are several bosses who might disagree with me, but this is not like a life or death thing. Like, yeah. You know, but I think being kind to yourself and just, you know, okay, I feel this. I'm, you know, of course I'm disappointed. However, I'm not going to let this continue to affect me. When I go home, I'm not going to let it affect, you know, my relationship with my significant other or with my children or whomever is at home. I'm not going to allow this to take over for more than it needs to. I'm going to leave this at work and I'm going to do those things that bring me joy. I'm going to like bounce out of that bad energy and move towards something that is going to pick me up a little bit.
Yeah. So lend yourself a little bit of grace and then use some of these recommendations we've talked about to actually be sure that we do our darndest not to miss it again, but it's okay if we do. Yeah. One of my issues, I'm kind of weaving this in because I struggle with productivity sometimes, and sometimes I don't make my goals because I'm kind of shiny object syndrome all over the place, trying to do too many things at once. Yeah. That's just me personally. And I saw that you do productivity boot camps. Mm-hmm. What exactly is that?
Yeah. So our first session, a lot of times we don't want to make goals, or we set a goal and then we're like, yeah, that's not really that great. Like, I'm going to do some other things, that shiny object syndrome. So that first session we are digging into, I like to set priorities rather than goals. So for me, I'm going to dig deep into, let's talk about what's important to you. And you're going to tell me all these reasons why. And that's what we continue to focus back on. And so when we talk about productivity, it is more of, how am I going to do all of the things, but continue to have that work-life balance, and making decisions based on your priorities. Does this align with where I want to be? Does this align with what I want for my day, my week, my month, my future? Knowing that priorities can shift, but in the boot camp, it's going to be like a quick, it's for those very motivated folks who are ready to dig right in. And if I have a framework, I'm going to just do it. And so I will help to develop, like, let's take a look at your days and your weeks. Are you getting in the time for your priorities? Are you getting in that me time in addition to those B tasks that are those meetings and appointments and whatever else, you know, falls in there? And how do I incorporate the ABCs into my already crazy busy week to make sure I'm not burning myself out?
So you're prioritizing, and then you can ask that question in the moment. Is this aligned with my priorities?
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of like the Marie Kondo. Does this bring me joy?
Yes.
I found some things don't bring me joy. However, if they're aligned with my priorities, oftentimes I need to put in the extra work to do them anyways, even if it doesn't bring immediate joy, because I know that long-term joy is coming because I'm doing something that's in an alignment. But wow, one, if it can bring you joy and is in alignment, that's like the perfect task, right? Or maybe the stuff that I just said, I'm thinking this out loud as I go, what I just said, something that doesn't bring me joy but is in direct alignment with where I'm going, maybe that goes in the delegate section. Maybe I find a way to delegate those tasks, but you don't get rid of them, because you can ask that question, am I going towards a North Star? Am I going towards my goal, my priorities? And if not, we just don't do it. Has there been times where you quite literally just kept doing something that you maybe shouldn't have been doing or wasn't in the right direction? Has that happened to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm part of this networking group that hasn't really, you know, kind of figured out what I'm supposed to do or how I can support them or help them. And I was just going to go. And I'm like, this is not helping me in any way. And so I've backed out a little bit. You know, I'm doing the Zoom from home rather than driving 25 minutes to go. And so I've realigned where I am with that. And it was hard for me to do. Like, it's hard to sit back and think about, why am I doing this? And is this in line with what I need and what I want in order to move forward? And for me, the answer was no. And I was like, okay, well, now I got to do something. Here I teach this, like I got to do it myself.
So don't just go to go.
There is
a common misconception that I do as well, where more equals more. You know, the more social media platforms, the more people can find you, the more networking events, the more opportunities to shake hands, meet people, et cetera, et cetera. But not all things are as effective as one another.
Right. And it's hard because, you know, I think even just thinking about, okay, well, what if I don't post here and my, you know, the perfect client was going to find me on this platform? Like, yeah, well, maybe, but the likelihood of that happening is probably no.
Yeah.
So letting some of those things go that are just, you're just doing to do, or somebody told you like you should do that. Just because somebody told you doesn't mean it aligns with what it is that's important to you in your day to day.
We kind of started with this. It could have worked for them, but that doesn't mean it's going to work for you.
Yeah.
We're all different humans. Yeah. We all have different time schedules and lives and priorities. Yeah. Like you said, we have different priorities. So just because this was a priority and this worked for them doesn't guarantee it's going to work for me. So I love that you're tailoring your approach for that reason, because it's going to be slightly different for all of us.
Yeah. 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 I have, the women that I'm working with right now are just so diverse. And, I'm working with an artist who, you know, struggles with boundaries, and she has to put up a do not disturb sign on her workshop when she is working. And it's something that every week I'm like, okay, do you have your do not disturb sign up? Because I know that this is a pain point for you. I have another woman who is transitioning into retirement. And so figuring out what her priorities are and what life looks like now. And so it's just, it's amazing to see, like, you know, the differences of, you know, this works for somebody, but it may not work for someone else. You know, if you're retired and you put up a do not disturb sign, you know, it's a little bit different than when you are an artist at work.
Very different. Let's, I like to close out with more just kind of easygoing rapid fire questions, but it doesn't have to be super rapid, because I want to ask a couple longer one first.
Okay.
Because we had joked before we jumped on, I just got back from a camping trip. I didn't tell you this, but one night it was in the mid 80s. The next night it was in the mid 40s. So I went through all sorts of different temperatures.
Yeah.
And I was feeling kind of tired today. And I'm like, I'm excited to have this conversation because I'm feeling slightly burnt out. And I know this is going to raise my energy level.
Yeah.
That's me digressing. But you were just on a short little vacation as well. So I like to ask people, what do you do on the weekend? What do you do on your free time? What provides joy? What gives you joy? So since you just got off a couple week vacation, let's just use that as a template for some of the things that light you up. So tell me about the past 2 weeks. Tell me what you did. Where do you go? Anything you'd like. What lit you up?
So the first week I was in Vermont. I was in Rochester, Vermont, which was so cool.
Yes.
And I was on a business retreat with my mentor. And so that for me, like that personal development stuff, we also ran a Spartan race on Killington Mountain. It was, you can choose between a 5K, a 10K, or a 21K. And there are obstacles along the way. So like 20 to 30 obstacles up Killington Mountain. They call it the death march as you walk up Killington Mountain. And it was death. Like, it was hard. The first week I was in the mountains of Vermont. The second week I was in Acadia National Park and did a lot of hiking and a lot of outdoors. Which was great. And then I pivoted, and during the fall, I am a football fanatic and I am actually a season ticket holder for the New York Giants. And my husband is a season ticket holder for the Bills. So I did a doubleheader this weekend with the Giants and Bills game.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. My weekends are not usually that busy.
That's interesting. So, because usually they both play at 1 o'clock, but once in a while you've got like a Thursday night or a night game or a Monday night.
Yep. It was cool. It was fun. But I needed the day off yesterday to recuperate.
Tell me about that rivalry. We've got a Giants fan and a Bills fan. Do you guys get along?
Surprisingly, yes. As long as the Bills and Giants aren't playing together, we will each root for the other's team. So yeah. I will be a Bills fan all day, every day until they play the Giants. If we go to the Super Bowl this year, which it's looking pretty good for at least the Bills. I don't know about the Giants, but that might, you know, one of us may have to move out. So we'll see how that goes.
I genuinely think the Bills are going to win this year. And I'm a Denver Broncos fan, always have been. I pretend to be a Bills fan anytime it's Sunday because all my friends are Bills fans.
Yep.
But I objectively, as someone who doesn't have much skin in the game, objectively think the Buffalo Bills are going to win this year.
Yeah.
I don't see any team beating them.
Agreed.
But it's tough though, because you can lose accidentally. You just have one bad game. You have one injury. You have one struggle. Yep. So don't count your chickens before they hatch. But
right. Exactly. You look good right now.
A really good franchise team right now as well. It'll be a good 10 years to come. So
agreed. Yeah. Yeah.
What I like this question, because, I'd be curious. So let's say you have a dinner party and you can grab drinks if you want. It can be coffee, but it could be wine, whatever. And you get to invite three ladies, live or dead, three people, just to sort of sit and tell stories and learn from them and ask questions. Who would you want to invite to that little chat dinner party session?
Eleanor Roosevelt, Maya Angelou, and Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh. Do you want to expand on one to three, all of them, if you'd like? Tell me a little bit more.
Maya Angelou, she's just, I feel like she exudes the kindness. Like she is all about love and acceptance. And I would just be so consumed with any conversation I had with her. Yeah. Eleanor Roosevelt, just a powerhouse woman. And Marilyn Monroe, just a beauty and an iconic figure who I think would just be a very good person to have a conversation with.
I agree. I love that. Talk about a power table right there.
Yeah, right. And then me.
And then you. And somehow I'm gonna become a fly and try to be on the wall for this one.
Yeah,
yes, please record it. Let's officially go rapid fire, short answers. You can just cross it out, say whatever you want. Okay. But I often start with coffee or tea.
Tea.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Favorite furry animals?
Dogs.
Dogs. Do you have a favorite time of year?
I love fall for football.
Tell me, I'm all over the place thinking about football. And then I have Maya Angelou on my mind. It's crazy. I'm thinking about like her whole history. I literally have a history book going through my head right now. I'm literally ADHD. What do you eat for breakfast?
Today I'm going to have a bagel.
Cool. And we'll do one more fun one. Superhero. So a fictional character. Is there a superhero, or to kind of broader strokes, a fictional character that you'd inspire to be like?
I would love to have the superpower of being invisible. So what comes to mind for me is Harry Potter and the invisibility cloak.
I love this. How do people connect with you, start a conversation, make a friend, get advice, anything? How do they reach out to you?
Yeah. Instagram, you can find me at Kindfulness Coaching, and on the web, kindfulnesscoaching.net.
Love it. That's all. Everything's going to be in the show notes as usual, guys. And reach out to Jen. Don't be a stranger. Let's close out with one thing actionable, because it's right at the end and everyone who's listening is a go-getter that really wants to go and start implementing. Give us one piece of homework, something simple, easy. Maybe all I need is a pen, a paper, and a pad. What can I go do right now to move in that direction of reducing burnout? What would you recommend I do today?
Write down your nourishment menu, some things that are easy to do that bring you joy that you could do during the day. If you feel like your energy is going low, you're feeling discouraged, you have a list, keep it at your desk. When you feel like that's happening for you, you can just grab something off your list and go do it.
Love this. If you're an overachiever like us, send us a DM with your nourishment menu. We can all hold each other accountable. Reach out to Jen, connect. She won't be a stranger. And I appreciate you coming on. I look forward to seeing this grow in your future success that's really in the horizon. It's exciting things we're up to.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. It's been really fun.
We'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Rochester Business Connections. Don't forget to share this, rate, and comment on your favorite platform. You can also email me, ben@valbertmarketing.com. Let's connect soon. Until then, keep thriving, everyone.